The government of Jordan says a 5-day police operation, including a curfew, has quelled unrest in the southern city of Ma'an. At least 4 people, including 2 policemen, were killed before police got the situation under control. Jordan is a key Middle East ally of the United States. Ma'an is a base of support for Islamist and Arab nationalist causes. Yesterday, journalists were allowed into the city for the first time since the clashes began. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Ma'an is located some 160 miles south of Jordan's capital, Amman, and its population has strong Bedouin roots. It's an Islamist stronghold in this secular kingdom, with ties to Saudi Arabia and its sharply anti-Western brand of Islam. Some Jordanian security officials said police swept into the city as a preemptive move in advance of a possible conflict in Iraq. But the official explanation, as articulated by regional governor Mohammed Breykat, is that the operation targeted criminal, not political behavior.
This group has no political affiliation. It is merely a group which was accustomed to terrorize people to get their livelihood. It's a group of criminals and outlaws.
Jordanian and foreign journalists who had been trying to get into Ma'an for days were loaded onto a government bus yesterday to see the results of the operation. Armored vehicles and jeeps with mounted machine guns lined the streets of the dusty city.
This is only 1/3 of the amount of weapons and ammunition that were confiscated from the gang.
At police headquarters, officials displayed weapons and what they said were narcotics and chemicals. When pressed, they could not identify what kind of drugs or chemicals were seized. If the government was trying to control the information coming out of Ma'an with its guided tour, that effort failed once local residents realized the media were in town. Drivers sounded their horns and pedestrians slapped on the side of the bus, urging the journalists to come out on the street. In a kingdom where defiance of the government is relatively rare, Ma'an residents are well known for their fearlessness. As reporters filed off the bus, people who had been confined to their homes for the past 5 days rushed past the armored vehicles and gun-wielding police to tell their stories. This man said extremely harsh measures were used by the government forces.
There are houses which were severely destroyed. They used helicopters to hit these houses. We have already buried 3 persons from a Karachin family. One of them is a young man and his age was 15 years old. There is no justice in these acts. And we believe that neither Islam nor Christianity will accept this attitude.
The government says it arrested 80 to 100 people during the sweep, and the hunt continues, especially for Muhammad Shalabi, also known as Abu Sayyaf, an outspoken Islamist that the police call the leader of the gang of criminals in Ma'an. Outside a candy store, Mohammed Khatib said the allegations against Abu Sayyaf are ridiculous.
Abu Sayyaf has the popularity in the city. He's a respected and pious person. In Ma'an, there is a strong Islamic movement which the government does not like and wants to destroy.
A group of Islamist parties, including the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamic Action Front, offered to mediate a ceasefire and resolve the dispute peacefully. But Information Minister Mohammed Adwan says the government rejected the offer.
You don't dialogue with criminals. This is a criminal gang. And we give them the chance for a long time. Actually, we're blamed as a government for waiting this long. These people are always challenging the law. They are outlaws. And finally, we have decided to act.
This isn't the first time Ma'an has been the scene of unrest. The region has long felt left out of the government's spending and assistance programs that can be found in and around Amman. There were riots here in 1996 when bread prices were raised, and the latest protests began back in January of this year. Privately, some officials say this crackdown came at this time because the government feared that Ma'an could become the center of anti-Western and anti-government feelings in the event of an attack on Iraq. Analysts say if those fears are realized, there could be a crackdown that would make this week's violence seem mild in comparison. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ma'an, Jordan.